What is the registration process for a private limited company in India? The private company is one of the most popular forms of legal structure in India. Private limited is registered online on IMSIA and governed under the provisions of the Companies Act 2013. A minimum of 2 directors and shareholders are required for private limited registration in India. The entire process of registration is payable online by government fees and stamp duty. Stamp duty depends on the state where the registered office is located. If you are planning to register a private company in India, then this blog has some useful information related to company registration. Benefits of registering a private limited company in India. Private Limited is registered with the following benefits received by the entrepreneur. Members thus have limited liability, thus limited risk for personal assets. Private Limited is a separate legal entity separate from its members. Owners of a private company can raise funds through issue of equity shares. Legally registered companies are displayed on IMSIA, which is registered with ROC. The company has a permanent existence, which means that they are continued until legally dissolved, regardless of whether its members have died or died. Registration process. Private Limited can be easily registered by following these simple steps. After proper verification of name availability, apply for name reservation by entering the online web service RON available on IMSIA. The available name can be checked through the Check Company Name and Trademark search options available on IMSIA. Once the application is filled with 2 names, the ROC will issue the name approval letter if available on verification of the name, or can also put in an application to resume, if the name is already registered or found to be misleading and violating any law. The applicant can then apply for company incorporation by filing 3 linked forms: SPICE, SPICE-MO and SPICE-AO. Attach the required documents with the form and the DSC of the directors and the professional certifying the form at the end of the form. Make sure the size of each form does not exceed 6 megabytes. Pay the stamp duty online and fill the online form on IMSIA. When the forms are checked by the ROC and if everything is correct and in place, we'll provide a certificate of incorporation. After obtaining the COI, the company will apply to the concerned bank to open an account in the name of the company. The COI, MO, AO and board resolution are the necessary documents required for the authorized signatory to open an account. Documents required for registration. The following documents will be attached to the application form. Dear to by all proposed directors for their consent to act as directors. Address proof and identity proof of all directors and shareholders. Address proof of the company's registered office. PAN of all directors. Items with which the company has to be registered. Necessary complaints. Following is the list of provisions required for compliance after registration. Within 30 days of incorporation, the company will appoint a statutory auditor at its first board meeting. Within 180 days of incorporation, the company will file 22A for declaration of commencement of business. The company will file ITR in 6 forms annually. IMSIA has made it mandatory for every company to file DIN-CIC so that the DIN status of the directors can be kept active by filing DIN-CIC. The company will file annual returns and financial statements annually by filing Forms AC-4 and MGT-7. Expert advice. Every company registered in India must comply with the relevant legal provisions applicable thereto. Failure to follow such provisions may cause heavy losses or even disqualify directors. Our team of experts can help out you get the certificate of incorporation for registration of your company across India, along with helping to maintain accounts and necessary compliance at a very affordable cost in the shortest possible time.